Call of the Wah by Andy Clark. The crack-toothed desert burned. Bullet-riddled wrecks lay strewn as though by Gork's own hand. Wagons and speedsters were upturned on their roofs or tangled together in compacted masses where roaring orc drivers had slammed into one another. Black smoke belched as their fuel reserves and ammunition stores blazed. Rounds exploded amidst the mangled metal with sharp cracks. Around them, also aflame, dozens of crude oil derricks added their own columns of smoke to the black haze that overshadowed the carnage. Even all those fumes combined couldn't block out the madness in the sky. High above him, Thragrot saw weirdly coloured streamers of energy coiling and writhing where once there had been only the grey-green skies of Grug's world. The Deaf School Knob imagined that he could see leering faces amidst the squirming lights. Yeah, this wasn't Gork and Mork looking down upon their lads and enjoying the show. Oh no, this was something Thragrot didn't understand. Something unnatural that he wanted no part of. His train of thought was interrupted by a solid blow to the back of his horned helmet. The Knob turned with a snarl, lips skinning back from his jutting tusks, to see Big Morg scowling down at him. "You's gonna stare at that sky all day, Zogwit, or you's gonna get stuck in with the rest of us," grunted Big Morg. Thragrot realised that bullets were whizzing across the battlefield and that Goth boss Blackfang's boys must be attacking the Deaf School lines again. Several Deaf Dreads led the way, their massive armoured limbs clanking and hissing as they hosed wrecks, derricks and Deaf Schools alike with rounds. Around Thragrot, mobs of blue-daubed Deaf School boys and looted wagons were levelling their bulky guns and letting fly into the approaching enemy warband. Searing green beams of energy leapt out, blowing apart a hulking black battle wagon. Hails of rockets and shots spewed from the Deaf guns of Ratchet's looters, making Goths dance like loons as their bodies were torn to bits. Even Thragrot's own mob had opened up, howling with glee as their massive combi shooters spewed bullets and fiery blasts in the general direction of the foe. The din was rapidly becoming tremendous. "How'd I miss all that?" But Thragrot knew how. Ever since the skies had gone wrong, it had been risky looking up at them for too long. Some of the lads had gone completely peculiar after staring skywards. Big Boss Snagrak's warband had a lot more mad boys amongst its ranks than it had done before, that much was for sure. And it wasn't just mad boys whose numbers were on the rise, Thragrot thought with a shudder. Even as Blackfang's Goths came howling in between the burning wrecks for yet another attack, so there came a familiar hooting and gibbering from the rear of the Deaf School's lines. "Zog me, the boss has let his weird boys out again," shouted Grazbag Deadeye over the war cries of the charging Goths and the cacophony of exuberant gunfire being generated by their own lads. Thragrot fummed his custom shooter's DACA switch, then squeezed his extra triggers and sent a trio of fist-sized rockets roaring towards the enemy. He grinned with simple pleasure as he saw two of the warheads plough into the lead Deaf Dread, ripping one of its stubby legs off in a spray of oil and sparks. Bellowing tinnily, the Deaf Dread went over and lay on its face, its enraged pilot releasing muffled roars as he flailed his remaining limbs in fury. Tearing himself away from the sight, Thragrot at last looked back to where a mob of burly minders were herding Big Boss Snagrak's pet weird boys towards the fray. Some burgeoning wit amongst the warband had dubbed this herd of pitiful freaks the Odd Squad, and the name had stuck. Now, the Odd Squad were being shoved towards the front lines, bells and warning clangers jangling from where they hung on collars, shackles, crude cloaks, and odd caps. Lurid green witch lights were dancing about the weird boys' heads and leaping between their fingers, while glowing emerald ectoplasm bubbled between their lips or wept from their eyes, nostrils and ears. "Good fight, innit?" said Big Morg. Lots of war. Just hope they don't come too near us, said Thragrot, who could already feel a headache building between his eyes and pain shooting like fire through his limbs. Yet closer the weird boys came, and closer still, their minders snatching away the copper staves that allowed the luckless odd boys to earth the war power seething through them. They's gonna bust some brains any minute now, said Grazdag Deadeye. But what he might have thought about the situation, Thragrot never found out. Just at that moment, a massive goth chopper seemed to sprout from Gazbag's skull, and the knob reeled over in a spray of gore. Wah! Came the howling war cry of the goths. Black-clad orcs began spilling over the wrecks of Nazmog's speeder squadron and crashing into hand-to-hand combat with the Death Skulls. Thragrot felt exhilaration surge through him, dropping his shooter and wrenching the paired choppers from his back as a mass of bellowing greenskins bore down upon him. A revving blade came in his face, but Thragrot blocked it with his chopper blades before kicking its wielder in the gut, then lopping his surprised-looking head off with a swift downswing. The next blow came from a huge axe, swung by an equally huge goth scar boy, but Thragrot was ready and smashed the weapon aside before headbutting his opponent right between the eyes. As that orc reeled back, another goth raised his slugger at point-blank range and pulled the trigger. Click. Empty. Lucky blue paint, spat Thragrot, before raising his choppers to hack the goth apart. But before he could land a blow, there came a massed howl. An awful feeling of pressure filled Thragrot's skull, and a sudden flare of green lightning sparked, as though some lunatic had fired orbital lasers into the fight. Zog me! The Odd Squad! Yelled Thragrot, who had momentarily forgotten the weird boys amidst the carnage. The next moment, there came a mighty boom, and a shockwave of green energy caused blood to burst from Thragrot's nose and hurled him, the surviving Death Skull Nobs, and all their goth opponents through the air. Wrecked vehicles spun and bounced, crashing end over end away from whatever weird boy-related catastrophe had occurred. Thragrot narrowly missed being crushed under the remains of a cartwheeling goth dead dread that sailed over his head, its pilot emitting metallic grunts and curses. Then, Thragrot hit a protruding lump of metal that arrested his flight hard enough to jar several of his favourite fangs loose. Blinking in bewilderment, disinterested for the moment in the goth lads who sprawled and smouldered around him, Thragrot looked back towards where the weird boys had apparently exploded. Surely, he thought, he would see nothing but a massive, glowing green crater. To his amazement, the knob, instead, saw shimmering green figures whirling and moving in the air. His eyes widened in wonder as he saw ethereal green figures clambering onto spaceships made from a million scavenged wrecks. He watched as the figures, surely orcs from their build and all their killy gubbins, flew through space and into the swirling maw of a big swirly thing. At that point, the vision lost Thragrot for a moment, but regained his attention when he saw those same orcs, many, many more than he could count, spilling off their scrap ships and into the biggest fight he'd ever seen. It was incredible. It was inspiring. It was so much more than Thragrot had imagined life could hold. And then, as the vision dissipated, there was Big Boss Snagrak pulling himself up onto the wrecked battle wagon. He clutched Goth Boss Blackfang's severed head in the blades of his powerful claw and bellowed at the top of his lungs. This fight is over! Gork and Mork got bigger work for us than kicking each other's teeth in. This is it, lads! It's time for the war! War, Snagrak! A few Death Skulls yelled at first. Then a whole lot more. Then, seeing the way the wind blew, the Goths joined in too. Wah, Snagrak! Wah, Snagrak! Thragrot bellowed along with them. And as he did so, he realised that nothing had ever felt so right in his brief and brutal life than this. Things We're about to get interesting, he thought.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Hope you've enjoyed this. I wasn't going to do any more of these psychic awakening things, but then they just released this orc thing, and I'm like, yeah, orcs are fucking badass, man. So I'm going to look. If they're fun, I'll do them. If not, I won't. But this was Andy Clark again, so he's good. He's good. Yeah, thanks to everybody supporting the channel. You can see your names here. Really appreciate it, lads. Thank you very much. If you wouldn't mind giving the video a like, I'd appreciate that. Subscribe if you're not subscribed to keep up with stuff. There's going to be stuff coming as close to daily as I can do it. You know, I'm only human, lads. So you got to bear with me. And let me know in the comments what you think. If you enjoy the war, and you're looking forward to this orc stuff that's coming up. Because I am, actually. The Armageddon thing, ever since I read about what was going on in the rule book for the new edition with Angron and Gaskull fighting it out, Gaskull's going to become like the avatar of Gork and Mork. And now I've seen that preview for the model, and he's even got that little Makari, his little Gretchen mate, his little goblin mate with the banner. Old school, you know, it's going to be quality, and the model's going to be huge. It's going to be like a croc level size orc now, which is going to be great, you know. Gaskull Thraka. And plus, we might get a new, you know, some more stuff on Yarrick. If not a new Yarrick model, which I don't think we need. I think that Yarrick model is probably one of the best models GW has ever done. It's definitely like top five for me out of everything they've ever done. But hopefully we'll find out what's going on with the old man. But anyway, enough on him. There's more of him to come soon, so I don't want to talk about him anymore at the minute. All right, see you all later. More coming soon. Thanks. Bye.